We've got Lathrop head coach Chris Holt on the line. And, Chris, appreciate you hanging on. Jim, I think he's on line one. And thanks for hanging on. And, boy, Chris, what an exciting win tonight. You beat Maryville 29-28. And sounds like that one went right down to the final play of the game.
It really did. And, you know, it was just a tremendous football game. And it was just back and forth all night long. And we had a drive, and we've kind of already decided that, you know, we weren't going to let that Oglesby kid get any more chance to catch the football. We were going to go for two, and we were going to either win it or lose it. And we had a holding penalty and called us back. And so now we're third and like 20, and we throw one up on the other side. And just goes to our kid's hands. We're down to one play. And I said, we just got to throw it to our big tall receiver, Chris Moore. He's just got to make a play. And he did. He caught it in the end zone. And then we lined up to go for two. Maryville caught a timeout. We just got in our single wing set, loaded up one side and said, score. And we did. Credit to our kids.
Wow. You and they say the old adage says you play for the tie at home, you play for the win on the road, and that sounds like what you guys did. You said there was no doubt. Did you think about, hey, let's go ahead and kick it maybe and send this thing into overtime, or did you make up your mind, we're going to go, we're going to win it or lose it on this one play?
Yeah, no chance we were going to go to overtime. They got a wide receiver, Tate Oldsby. He's verbal to North Dakota State University, and he's special. And, you know, high school overtime rules, you get the ball that close to the end zone. I was like, well, there's no way we're going to stop him from four jump balls. So I was like, we got to try to do it right now. And, you know, they used their last timeout on the 2-point try. So that really hurt them because, you know, they didn't have any timeouts to try to get the ball down the field. And we ended up intercepting them. And we got down, and that was it. So tremendous effort by our coaches and our kids tonight for sure.
Well, and a big win for you, 29-28. You pull it out at the end. You had to come back in that last drive. Were you behind most of the game? Did the game seesaw back and forth? How'd the flow of the game go, Chris?
Actually, they scored first. We answered, and then we scored, and then they scored. So it was 14-14 at half. We scored in the very first play of the third quarter to go 21-14. They tied us in the third quarter, and then they actually took the lead in the fourth quarter. And we got to stop, and we didn't have hardly any timeouts. We actually had no timeouts. We had to drive, 60 or 70 yards, and we got it done.
Well, sounds like you did. And I know you could probably talk about everybody on your team. Is there anybody that stood out you want to mention? You want to just leave it as a team win?
It was a team win, but, I mean, my quarterback stood in there, threw the ball tonight. I mean, Blake had to do what Blake had to do, and then, you know, to play, and he did. Defensively, we had to come back and make a stop, and TP did that. And, we got 19 seniors on this football team. They gave us everything they had tonight.
And you sound just a little bit hoarse, Chris. I'm sure.
I got nothing. I got nothing left.
Hey, I don't blame you. Hey, and one more thing. We mentioned this last week when you called. You're the former head football coach at Maryville High School. You had a lot of success there. You won a state championship. You left, went into the Kansas City area, then came back to rural Missouri, took over at Lathrop. And so kind of a homecoming for you tonight. You said last week, first time you've ever lined up on the visiting side in that stadium. And, I mean, I know you got a lot of friends up there and tough for Maryville, but this had to be a rewarding game for you.
Well, it really did. I mean, they've won. This is a fact, they've won 67 consecutive home football games. So to start the football game, they announce my name and they say, and Coach Holt was the last coach to lose a football game here. I was like, you got to be kidding me. That just happened. So to say I was a little excited at the end and I was wanting to wave at the PA announcer was an understatement.
Yeah. Well, big win for your team, and you guys moved to a perfect 12-0 right now. Okay, you play again next week. I'm not sure if you play Friday or Saturday, but it'll be a quarterfinal game. And if my information
Summit Christian Academy, and we played them at our place last year in the quarters. And we're going to play them on Saturday, and they're coming back.
Yeah, they have to come back to your place because they actually look like they had the home field advantage because they're on the top of the bracket, but they were at home tonight. You're on the road, right. So they will come to Lathrop next week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I got a good football team. So we've got to somehow collect ourselves, heal up, because this was four quarters of everything you got. And we've got to come back down to earth and get healed up and refocus.
Well,
because, you know, it's tough to do after a game like this, but you got to.
Well, I'm sure it's a very happy bus ride on the way home. And, Chris, we've enjoyed the visit this year. This is our last program, but appreciate you calling. You've been a very faithful, steady caller, and we've enjoyed following the Lathrop Mules. Like I say, you're 12-0 right now, and keep it going. And thanks again, and congratulations on a huge win tonight.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Okay, Chris. We'll see you. All right, that's Coach Chris Holt, head coach of the Lathrop Mules. Big win for them tonight. They beat